Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Masechet Bamitzia, and we are up to parak Aleph Mishnah Ches. Matzei Igros Shum. If a person finds an assessment shtar that says that a particular piece of land is worth X amount of money, in order to be able to be used as payment for a loan, we can't just give land and guess. It has to be appraised so that we can know exactly how much of a loan it's being used to repay. The Igros Mazon, or a shtar that says that some land was sold in order to give food to his family when he wasn't around, so they had to sell some of his land. Shtar chalitza, or you find a shtar chalitza that says that a woman whose husband had died and she didn't have any, he didn't have any children, that she had received a proper chalitza so that she can now marry other people. Umi unin, or shtar miun, which is when you have a nisuin midrabanan, like nisue katana, she could be mama enes, but over here it's referring to when you have one of the yavams does mimer, which is a form of kiddushin midrabanan. So there's a shtar miun this is about the katana actually. This is the miun that a katana does to get out of that marriage. Vishtari berurin, or you find shtari berurin, which is when you have zebor lo echad, v'zebor lo echad, when you're picking a beis din, so they write a shtar where each person picks their judge. V'kol ma'isa beis din, or any ma'isa beis din, hareze yachzer, all of those things you could return. There's no risk in doing so. Meaning, these are all court-issued documents, and because they are court-issued documents, you can be sure that they were verified before they were ever issued, as opposed to what we learned about in the previous Mishnah, where there's a concern that a document was written but never actually activated. If you find a shtar in like a pouch, a special box or a special pouch, so you find a pile of, not a pile, a rolled up shtaros that are rolled together, or a gudishal shtaros, or a bundle of shtaros, so then you give it to the person who's the common name in all of those shtaros, meaning if you find it that the lender is the person in every single shtar of these 10 shtaros that you find together, it's the same lender, so you give it to him. How many shtaros makes up an aguda? Shlosha kshur in zebzeh. If you have three of them that are tied together, if you have three shtaros and all three were one person who borrows from three different people, so then you return it to the borrower because obviously these were his. Shlosha alovim meyachad yachzer lemalveh. If they were all the same malve in the three shtaros, then you return it to the malve because it's obviously his pile of shtaros. Matzah shtar bein shtaros avin yodeh mativo. If you find a shtar among your other shtaros and you don't know what the story is, I mean you don't know, was this a loan that was paid up? Was it not paid up? So yehimuna chatsheyav Eliyahu. Just leave it aside until Eliyahu Navi comes and tells you what the real story is. Don't return it to the malva or to the lova, meaning you are neither the malva or the lova. Somehow you ended up with a shtar on your files that has names of other people in it. Im yeshiman symphonos. If there are receipts among the shtaros, yes, masha shabasimphonos, then you should do whatever is written in the receipts, and you should view it as if there are receipts that have been paid up. Moving ahead now to Perek Beis, so we are up to Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. So this is probably the Mishnah that most of us know most fluently of all Mishnayos and Shas, because it's the very first Mishnah that most of us had ever learned. So it says the Mishnah. The following mitzios you get to keep, and the following you have to announce to return. Which mitzios are you allowed to keep? Matzah, peres, mufuzaron. If you found fruits that were scattered around, mos, mufuzaros, or you found money that was scattered around, krichos, rishos rabim. You found small bundles of grain in a rishos rabim, so it could be that they got kicked around, vigule develo, or you found pressed figs, kikarish al nachtam, loaves of bread of a baker, of a professional baker, machro, strung along fish, v'chatichos shel basar, slices of meat, cuts of meat, v'gizei tzemer habos m'medinasan, or pieces of raw wool that come from the Medina without having been processed properly, v'anitzei pishtan, bundles of flax, l'shono shel argaman, tongues of purple wool, harei ilishalo. You're allowed to keep all of those things because there's no simin on any of these things, and therefore the original bailim has no hope of getting them back. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol she'yosh b'shinoi chayav l'hachris. If there's something unusual about it, then you have to announce it because of the unusual thing. The owner does not give up hope. Ketzad, matzi igul b'toch cheres. It's a fig cake, pressed figs, but there's a piece of pottery inside of it. Kikor b'toch mos. There's a loaf of bread, but there's some money inside of it. So that's a highly unusual thing, and therefore that's a simin. So the owner probably is aware of that, and he is not miyaish. He doesn't give up hope of getting it back. Rabbi Shimon and Lazar Omer, kol klei and purya ein chayiv lahachris. Any kelim that is new and it's probable that the guy who owns it had it for such a short period of time that he doesn't have a very clear recognition of it, you don't have to announce it because nobody's going to be able to recognize it anyway. So let's review what we learned today. So in Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, we said a whole list of types of documents that if you find them, you should return them because they're all Maisa Beis Din. And then we said if you find shtaros that have a simin, you know, in terms of the way that they're bundled together, you should return it. And we said that who do you return it to? Well, if it's a bunch of shtaros together, if there's a common love, return it between those shtaros, return it to the love. If there's a common malve, return it to the malve. If you find one shtar amongst a bunch of other shtaros that you have, and you don't know if it's paid back or not, and it's not your name in the shtar, it's a love and a malve, you set it aside until Achiyav Yavo Eliyahu. But if there's a simfon, you find a receipt that's written on one of the shtaros, then you follow whatever it says in the receipt. And then in Mishnah Aleph, we said that essentially, if you find something that does not have a simin, you're allowed to keep it. If you find something that does have a simin, something unusual about it, then you have to return it. The Mishnah gave some examples, and then Rabbi Shimon Elazar said that all klei anpurya kelim chadoshim, the shelos avatan ha'ayin, the Bar Tanura says, new kelim that you had that the Bailim could not have had a tvias ayin on yet, he could not have gotten used to yet, and therefore he would not be able to identify. So you do not need to announce such things; you can just keep them. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis.